Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, and we appreciate your help with the survey. Now, to begin, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, or some on a regular phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular phone?
Mostly from cell phone.
In a cell phone, in a regular phone, or a cell phone?
Both, regular and cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1985.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it white or Caucasian, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Now, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Non-partial.
We do have a scale, if that helps. Would that be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove? Where do you fall?
In the middle.
Yes, we don't have that option. We just have somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove in the middle.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, and in the election for U.S. Congress, we're being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I'm really not sure. I don't do politics too much, but probably Republican.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. First, we have Kamala Harris.
At least she's the vice president.
Yes, we just want to know your impression of her, if it's favorable or unfavorable.
Oh,
and how much.
Favorable, I guess. Favorable.
And girl,
you're asking the wrong girl. I don't know. I'm not in politics.
Oh, it's fine. It is based on what you've seen, what you've heard, what's your impression of them. That's all. There's no right or wrong answers. So would that be for Kamala Harris somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Then we have Vicente Gonzalez.
Oh, he's in the Senate. Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Not very favorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Maria Flores.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her or no opinion. How should I record her? Okay,
thank you. Never heard of her.
Thank you. And last, we have Alejandro Mayorkas.
Never heard of him.
Thank you very much. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Is it inflation and the cost of living, border security, abortion, healthcare, fentanyl and drug addiction, taxes, education, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, national security and foreign affairs, or climate change?
I don't know. That's a lot of good topics. Probably most jobs and security.
We have jobs and the economy and crime and public safety I'm sorry, jobs and the economy
the
and national security. Okay, thank you. And first, thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S.
8%.
Congress? How much?
Eight.
I'm sorry? 8. Thank you.
8.
And if the election for President were to be held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
What was the question?
Yes, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Probably Donald Trump.
Thank you. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colleen Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you.
Is Pamela Harrison, or whatever her name is she really running for president?
Well, since this is, we don't know yet. And I'm,
oh, okay.
So we are required to read verbatim, so that we don't have
Go ahead.
Well, any candidate for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I haven't looked into them.
Yes, and if you were to decide today, would you say that you lean towards the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
More Republican.
For Myra Flores? Then Republican?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have one more section to go, and we will be done. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each one, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for Congress. First we have, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
What was the question?
Yes, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. And we want to know we want to know if it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your vote for Vicente Gonzalez.
So you're asking me if I think it's true?
We just want to know if the statement that we have makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your voting for Vicente Gonzalez.
If you're making the statement, it's less likely to vote for him, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, just hearing the statement, remember that these are statements that you might hear during a political campaign.
Oh,
we're just reading to see what your opinion of them are.
Hey, Mom.
Okay.
So, yes, we're not saying that they are true or false, just statements that circulate on social media. Yeah. So based on that, how should I record your answer for this first statement?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while raking in record profits. So hearing this statement, does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely or much less likely to in your vote for Vicente Gonzalez?
I don't know. I already forgot what you said. I'm very tired.
Or is there any other time that we can... what was that? Somewhat less likely?
I don't think my... Most likely.
Much less?
I'm the wrong person to be asking these questions. I don't know. I don't care, really.
So how should I record your answer? Because we are interested in
most
all
likely.
Of these. And is that much less or just somewhat?
Much less.
Thank you. The next one is, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices.
But you're asking me if it's true, highly likely?
No, we want to know if hearing this statement, it makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Less likely to vote for him?
Yes, and is that much less likely or somewhat
less likely?
Much less
likely,
likely
yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Second to last.
While families struggle to fill their grocery carts, and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Very much less likely.
Thank you. And the last statement is, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies.
Less likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, for one final time that you've heard more information, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
I don't know if it's to sway, but I guess Myra Gonzalez.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal, or most dangerous?
What'd you say?
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
No. Moderate, I guess.
Moderate, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Is it low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
What does middle class indicate?
Since we are reading verbatim, we don't have more information. It's just based on what you think.
Middle class.
Middle class?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking
employed.
For work?
Employed.
Thank you. And how many jobs do you currently have? One or two or more?
One.
Thank you. Regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my God.